It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Yes, it's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with entrepreneurs and CEOs about their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's talk small press greeting cards for the holiday season. Of course, Hallmark and other card companies make millions this time of year, offering options for Christmas cards. But more often than not, consumers are looking for more personalized or unique products to send their friends and family. Enter Molly Green. Besides being a friend to the Download, Molly is the owner of one of Chicago's best independent companies, La Familia Green. She produces cards, wrapping paper, magnets, and buttons from scratch in her Rogers Park space and has been doing it since 2005. La Familia Green is a fixture on the design scene here in Chicago with products in hundreds of stores all over the world, and you can find her work in national outlets like Paper Source or Urban Outfitters. Like I said, Molly's a friend to the Download, married to our producer Pete, and she is in studio tonight. Molly, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin.
So I've always been a fan of your work, and you have had such success here in Chicago in the design scene. Talk about how it started. La Familia started back in 2005.
I went to school at the Art Institute. I graduated in 2000. And I did painting and drawing and printmaking. And I liked multiples. But I did really big, messy pieces. And when I graduated, you don't have that luxury anymore. So I ended up working at a card store, Paperboy, on Belmont.
Right.
Its sister store, Uncle Fun, across the street was an iconic vintage toy store. And the owner liked to hire artists and let us do all the buying and all the merchandising, and then we could sell what we made there, too. And this was the early 2000s, and letterpress printing was beginning to make a comeback. This really old technique was coming back in fashion, and people were making cards. And I was not feeling inspired by getting my work into galleries, and back then taking slides around with you, and it just seemed really
overwhelming. That's how you get your work in a gallery, right? Is right. You have to show up with a portfolio, right?
So I could make cards, put them on the shelf, and people would buy them, and that was it. Boom, I had an audience.
You know, it's amazing, too, to think about working in that kind of experience in a retail, a brick-and-mortar store. You think about it, and yeah, that's a great training ground for starting your own business.
Yeah, so we, you know, I met with reps and I looked at catalogs and found out about trade shows and learned all that part of it and how to approach a store and what stores liked and what they didn't and what sold. It was an education. It was my grad school.
And we'll get to the business part of it. Before that, though, what were you producing? What's your style? What, in 2005, when you're starting and you say, I want to get into this card business, I have ideas. What are you putting on the actual, what are you designing?
Well, I had always done screen printing. And so I kind of continued printmaking and that bold, colorful graphic style. And I like things that are humorous and things that are really specific. And it's just like I just keep a list of ideas and it's what stands out to me. I think I'm pretty observant. And so I think my following has the same sensibility as me. People always, when I do like a craft fair, come up to me and say, we would be friends. I love this and this and this that I represent.
But there's something about the work that does definitely play in that form, in community and sensibility and being able to relate to customers. Because, you know, that's always, you always think about cards, and that's what you're doing when you're looking at a section in a store.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at cards that is going to say something to the person you're sending it to.
And I think I'm successful because I think about it from the standpoint of, I think this is funny. I think this is notable, as opposed to, oh, I need to make a unicorn card because that's going to sell.
Right.
So I'm trying to come at from a more organic
place.
Well,
it's one thing to be able to make a unique piece of art and put it on a card or a button or a magnet or wrapping paper, but it's entirely another thing to make a business out of it, to mass produce it. How do you deal with the scale of it? How do you deal with, you know, you come up with an idea for a card, you put it all together. How do you get that to Urban Outfitters?
When I started, I made everything by hand, and Anthropology picked up some cards, and I could not fulfill that order. So I started working with a printer, and so the printer prints for me. And I print digitally, and that gives me a lot of flexibility. So I can order 5,000 of something, or I can order 100 of it. So I can be kind of experimental.
So having a relationship with a printer.
Yeah, I'm not committed to ordering a huge quantity.
What'd you mean with Anthropology? You weren't be able to fulfill it. They came in and said, we love your work. We want a gazillion of them.
Pretty much.
And you're sitting there like, all right, I can't. There's no way I can do that.
Yeah. So, so that's when I found my printer, and I'm still working with them. And as far as like how you get into Urban Outfitters, I have sales reps that work for me and, represent me at trade shows. And so they're going to see things there, but really I think they see things in other stores or they see things on Instagram. And, it's just, even though these companies are huge, it's just a small group of buyers and you get to know them personally. And so it's easy to work with them and to approach them, and they're excited about this field and that there's a lot going on in independent greeting cards.
Well, let's do this. Let's talk more about the business side and the hustle that goes into putting together a small business around stationery design, wrapping paper, magnets, buttons, everything that happens at La Familia Green. Molly Green in studio, my guest tonight, the Download in Chicago Business. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More conversation. Stay with us.
It's business time.
Molly Green in studio with us. La Familia Green is the name of her company. She's a fixture on the design scene here in Chicago. Does cards, wrapping paper, magnets, and buttons from scratch in her Rogers Park space. And we're talking about what it takes to be an artist who's also a business person. in the way that I know so many artists who are like, the one thing that's the worst thing about my business is that it's a business. And I want to be an artist. I don't want to be in business. How do you approach that? How do you approach the idea that there are artists out there that see it as two different brains?
For me, I like the combination, but I know that there are other card lines out there that are more business savvy than me, with people running those who have MBAs and went to school for business and not making cards or not drawing or printmaking or painting. So I just try to fill in the holes. And I know like some companies that have inventory systems that cost them like $6,000 a year to maintain. And I have a yellow legal pad as my inventory system. And I have an accountant and I have a bookkeeper. And so I am relying on some people for help on the things that I'm not as good at or don't want to do.
Well, I mean, you mentioned a little bit earlier about the idea that you have to get your stuff in front of buyers and I would assume in front of stores in that way to be able to expand. What is, I mean, do you think about expansion? Do you think about growth in the way that you've had so much success to have your cards in stores like Urban Outfitters or Paper Source, or even in the situation when Anthropology put the big order in years ago? Do you think about the idea of scaling and getting bigger and bigger and what it would take to do that?
I do, and I've grown a little bit every year, and I always hope that one big exciting thing happens every year, but I really, it's the most important to me is to maintain my smaller accounts and then just to keep doing good work, and then the orders will follow. That's my approach to it, and it's worked.
Is this, I mean, I think about it because it is interesting that this for you is considered the busy time, but the busy time is actually a couple months ago because the idea of filling orders and putting all the holiday orders together for the stores just mentioned and the hundreds of stores that are on your website that are right now have your holiday cards in stock. You're thinking ahead. You're already as a business, you're thinking about spring, summer, Easter, whatever mm-hmm. it might be, but Christmas and the holidays, it's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I was making Mother's Day and Father's Day cards today and I'm actually kind of late. It's it's been busier later this year and so I normally have all of that done by now and I'm shooting it for my new catalog. And so now I'm scrambling to get that done while I'm trying to fill orders for people just buying cards on my website or ordering custom cards. So most stores place their holiday orders during the summer and we ship it to them in September or October. They start putting them on the shelves in October. And those orders are large. So that dominates the fall.
That's your fall work. You know, I think about it. there's a lot of people in this space. When you talk about stationery design or greeting cards or anything that goes along with independent design, there are a lot of artists that get into that space. And I guess the question I have for you is what do you have to do to make yourself stand out? Because you've had success in the way that you have stood out. Then, I mean, you're La Familia Green and your company, you're sort of the red letter or the top brand in Chicago when it comes to independent printing. How do you stand out against or stand out when so many people want to be in this business?
I think it's a combination of things. You have to have your own voice and be unique. There's a lot of copycats in this business, and one style will get hot and then everyone will copy it. And then that's oversaturated and the consumer is ready to move on from that. I think you have to have a quality product. It's really important to me that I have well-printed cards on good paper with good envelopes in a properly fitting sleeve and good labels. That makes a big difference, those little details, those little touches.
Do you have to push against going with the trend when you see something going hot and you're like, I could do that? Do you have to push against yourself to say, I don't want to go there because I got to stay what's true to what I'm doing here?
I really do. I really make what I like. And so sometimes maybe that does fall into a trend, or I comment on the trend. Cactuses were big, and I had a card that said I was into cactuses before they were cool. And so that's my take.
That's your take,
on the
right.
Trend. And instead of just being totally trendy, I'll just sprinkle it in here or there.
As a veteran of the brick and mortar stationery world here in Chicago, as someone who worked at Paperboy on Belmont, how is Chicago for both the city and the consumer when it comes to the independent business? Where are we in 2017? Because I feel like I was just thinking when I was looking at all the stuff, I'm like, all these stores that used to be these card stores that you'd go to, independent places, they're not around anymore. As it all moved to the internet, and how is Chicago for this kind of work?
Well, I think one way that you stay in demand is to evolve. And so the evolution has been that, yeah, a lot of the stores that were just paper or card-based have gone away. And maybe that's because people aren't ordering imitations as much as they used to. Maybe just that generation is moving on to something else and newer stores are opening up that are more combination of gift and clothing and home goods. Mm-hmm. And they have a card rack or they have a card wall. And I think Chicago is very into supporting small and local. There are so many holiday markets right now, and everything is about shop local, shop small. And we're searching for that community. And so there's something really nice about going and buying something directly from the person that made it and having a conversation with that person. I feel a lot better about that than going to buy something anonymous at a big store.
Well, big part of the design and craft community in studio tonight. Molly Green, La Familia Green is the company. You can find it online at lafamiliagreen.com. Molly, great to see you. The friend
thanks,
of the
Justin.
Download. And thanks for being on the Download of Chicago Business.